And then we'll hey, if you don't feel something every now and then, we don't go by feeling. And we're not saved by feeling, but if you don't feel something every now and then, something's wrong somewhere. If you hold a kite and you get it up there long enough, the wind starts blowing, you'll feel a tug. If you don't feel a tug on it, then you don't have a kite up there. The wind's blowing and you ain't got no kite in the wind. Somebody say amen right there. Well, mercy, I'm starting to feel like preaching right now. Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. I'm going to read a couple of verses here while you're finding Luke chapter number 10. I know it's Mother's Day. We got some new pew Bibles. Some of them are strolled out across there. If you want a pew Bible to follow along, they're in the seat. If not, it'll be up on the screen there for you here in just a minute. And if you have a Bible, Luke chapter number 10. This is Mother's Day, and I heard a story of a lady that invited all of her Sunday school class over to her house. And she wanted to really impress them really good. And so she invited all of her Sunday school class over to her house. And man, that was on a Saturday. She got up early that morning. Man, she was cooking and cleaning and doing everything. She wanted everything just right and perfect before all of her Sunday school class came over that evening. Well, all of her Sunday school class got over there, and her little 4 or 5 year old daughter is there, and the whole room, the living room, is full of people, full of Sunday school class people. And that mama, but she's been working all morning. She just looks beat down. She's been working all day cleaning and cooking. And she just thought, okay, I'm really going to impress my Sunday school class, and I'm going to ask my 5-year-old daughter to ask the blessing on the food. She looked at her daughter and said, I want you to pray over the food. And then real shy-like, she looked up at her mama and said, Mama, I don't know how to pray. And her mama looked down and said, just pray like Mama does. That little girl bowed her head and said, Dear Lord, why did I invite all these people over here? Luke chapter number 10. By now, I hope you're there. Let's look at what it says in verse number 38. Now, it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she should help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. Now, when the Lord calls your name, that's good. But if he says it twice, you might want to listen. Martha, Martha. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But this one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Ain't that good? Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning for the reading of your word. I ask, Lord, right now you'd bless the next few minutes as we try our best, a little different kind of Mother's Day message. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us for the next few minutes. And I pray that somebody here that needs to hear this, Lord, I need to hear it. And I pray, Lord, you'd help us walk out of this place different than when we walked in. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. One of the ways I love to preach comparing things. A couple of weeks ago, might have been last week, can't remember. But I had two trees, and I compared the tree in the Garden of Eden to the tree that was planted where Jesus was crucified. Sometimes I like to preach on Cain and Abel. God, all through the Bible, he'll have the broad way and the narrow way. All through the Bible, he will have things like that that help us to learn something. So here we have two sisters. You have Martha, which is an older sister. Now, how many of you know the oldest is always the bossiest? Let it drift on back to the back row back there. Martha is the oldest, and she, and that's not always a bad thing, because Martha is taking control of the house, and she's, Jesus is coming to her house, right? And so if Jesus is coming to your house, you're not going to bring out the Taco Bell plastic cups that you normally do lunch with. You're not going to bring out that plastic plate that you get from the dollar store so you don't have to wash dishes. If Jesus was coming to your house, you were going to break out the china, get the cobwebs off of them. You were going to break out the good glasses and really put on, because Jesus is coming to my house. And so picture the scene. You got Martha, the older sister. She's in the kitchen. She's got pots and pans going. She's got dishes going. She's trying to clean up. There's a living room full of people having a Bible study. Her sister is in the middle of the living room, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to the Bible study. And Martha is in the kitchen. She's cupboard about. That word, don't let that bother. Cupboard. It's like she had more on her than she could get done. Ladies, wave at me. Have you ever been there? And listen, we get there sometime. Man, we got more on us than we know what to do. We can't get it all done. Jesus is in the living room doing a Bible study. And I'm sitting in here trying to get a good meal prepared. And all of a sudden, Martha looks into the living room. And probably she says, Mary, where I need you to get... Mary! She looks out that kitchen door, looks into that living room, and Mary ain't standing. She's sitting down, not doing nothing. The youngest is usually that way. Sitting down, not doing nothing. No amens from over here in this section. And Martha, watch, Martha is looking and said, Jesus. She don't even call. Jesus. Can I talk to you a minute? Can I interrupt your Bible study a minute? Jesus, can you take a time out? Come here, I need to talk to you. Very important. This is very important, Jesus. More important than your Bible study. Jesus, you see my sister? She knows good and well she's supposed to be in here. We fix it. Y'all wanted to eat by 5? Because that's when supper time is, 5. And if y'all planning on eating by 5, you better tell her to get in here where I'm at and help. Jesus. Martha, listen to me. Listen to me. If you need to do something in the kitchen, go ahead. Now, this is what it means in the Greek. Y'all read me? Martha, if you need to do something in the kitchen, that's fine. But Mary is right where she needs to be. She's right there with that most needful thing that she needs to be sitting right where she's sitting. And Martha, if you knew what was good for you, you wouldn't want Mary to come in the kitchen where you're at. Martha, you should want to leave the kitchen. I wish you had some Bible readers here tonight, this morning. Martha, you should want to leave the kitchen and get in here where the living room is, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, comparing two sisters, y'all with me? For the next hour and a half. Our visitors just passed out. Martha is a worker. Mary is a worshiper. There's nothing wrong with working. We need workers in the church. We gotta have workers in the church. But you can't work properly unless you first worshiped properly. Martha's got the order wrong. Mary's got the order right. She said, I want to worship with my heart before I work with my hands. I wish I had some help here this morning. Sometimes we like to work with our hands and say, we are working for the Lord. But we fail to worship Him with our heart. We've got our hands that are working like Martha in the kitchen, and we need those. We got to have those. But if you've never spent time at the feet of Jesus, you can't work properly unless you've worshiped first. Now, I'm seeing two sisters. I'm seeing two ideas, two theologies, if you will. But here's an important fact that I have failed and run over real quick. But first of all, Jesus obviously felt welcome at their house. Jesus felt welcome at their house. Jesus showed up at Martha and Mary's house. Matter of fact, they're kin to Lazarus. Y'all remember Lazarus? Out John 11, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Jesus shows up at the table. I mean, it appears that He's welcome there. It appears that He frequents there. Let me ask you something. Does Jesus frequent your home? Don't get quiet on me now, but does Jesus frequent your house? Does He feel welcome at your house? Now, G. Campbell Morgan, now that name might not sound familiar to you, but he's an old-time preacher. He's dead and gone now. But when he first got married, before he became a preacher, him and his wife got a house there like you'd normally do. And boy, you want to invite your parents over, and they invited their parents over. G. Campbell Morgan, before he was a preacher, invited his dad over. His dad was one of them. It was sort of like mine, you know what I'm saying? It just... no foolishness. I don't know where I got it from, but anyway, no foolishness. Everything's serious, you know. And so his dad walks through his house looking at the living room. He looked at the kitchen. He looked at all the rooms like you do. Hey, you'll take a tour of the house. Now, some of you may not be ready for this old school theology, but G. Campbell Morgan's daddy said, son, it's a nice house. Nice house. Proud of you. But walking through your house, I can't tell you, I can't tell if you're on God's side or the devil's side. Let me get to the Pentecostal side. G. Campbell Morgan set out that day to make sure that anybody that come to his house knew that he was on the right side. If somebody walked into your house, could they tell that you're a Christian? Could they tell whose side you were on? Boy, I know it's Mother's Day, but y'all ought to be amening me better than that. He was welcome into their house. But let me say this. Before you can welcome Him into your house, you must first welcome Him into your heart. Ladies, of course, this sermon goes for everybody. It just so happens to be two sisters. And ladies and gentlemen, before you can welcome them into your home, you must welcome them into your house. Romans 9:10-9 says, but if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a heart matter. Moms, your house, if it's full. See, I don't know. I can preach this because I don't come to your house. If your house is full of fighting, bickering, complaining, fighting, throwing pots and pans and rattling stuff around, and you need to invite Jesus into your house. Amen. Hallelujah. I probably need to stay parked there for a minute. But let's move on. I see Jesus as an invited guest. I see Jesus as an intimate guest. John 11:5 says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. These are people that he loved. These are people that he enjoyed coming to their house. Is Jesus living in your home? Is Jesus loved in your home? Is Jesus Lord in your home? Now I'm looking at these two sisters. These two sisters is an amazing study, because every time you see Mary, she's at Jesus' feet. Y'all stay, watch this one. This, you'll love this one. Every time you see Mary, John 11, you might even see her washing his feet. Every time you see her, she's at his feet. Every time you see Martha, she's in his face. Which one are you? You say, preacher, this ain't a good Mother's Day. I'm too far into it now to change. I didn't bring another. Mary is always at his feet, but Martha's always in his face. You say, preacher, how do you know Martha's always in his face? Because she's like, Jesus, can you tell my sister? John 11. Y'all remember John 11? They make Jesus before he ever gets to the graveyard. And Martha's like, Jesus, if you'd have been here 4 days ago. If you'd have been here 4 days ago, we wouldn't be having a funeral. And so Jesus in the Greek says, Martha, get somewhere and sit down. Because you're fixing to see the mighty hand of God move. Ladies, men, like I said, it goes for everybody. Are you at his feet or are you always in his face? I see these two ladies. Martha's working with her hands and Mary's worshiping with her heart. We see Mary at his feet. We see Martha in his face. We see Martha complaining. I know there's none of y'all in here that do that. But she's having a little complaint. Now, can I say this? Before you can outwardly work, you must first inwardly worship. Martha's got a concern. She's covered about. Jesus wants to be in your home. He wants to be in your heart. And then you've got Mary's commitment. Martha's got a concern. Mary's got a commitment. Martha was sweating in the kitchen. Mary's sitting with the king. Now, I worked on this alliteration. I ought to be getting a little more response than this. It's hard to do. Martha was sweating in the kitchen, but and Mary was sitting with the king. Now, when you're sitting with the king, when you bow at the feet of Jesus, here's a couple things that you learn. You say, what is the symbolism of getting under the feet of Jesus? It's a matter of submission under whatever God says. You say, preacher, what do you believe about this? You really don't care what I believe. I'm going to tell you what God says. Why? Because I'm under the feet and I'm under his submission. I'll tell you what the Bible says about it. Who cares what I think? So we're at the feet and we learn to love him. And we learn to listen to him. Most people like the kitchen, because in the kitchen you don't have to listen. Tommy, where's my help this morning? Right. Tommy's writing it down. Tommy's like, hang on, let me write this down. Martha's got a concern. Mary's got a commitment. And Martha's got a complaint. Have you ever noticed? Now, I'm trying to, we got a lot. We got baby dedication. We got some other stuff we got to get done. But watch this. I'm going to get this. Martha's got a complaint. Have you ever noticed that when a washing machine starts wearing out, it starts making noise? Right. if a dishwasher starts wearing out, it just don't wake up, just boom, it's gone. It's a slow process of just wearing it. It'll start making a noise. You're like, all right, it'll fix itself. And then you let it go another week, another month, and it'll start making some more racket. Have you ever noticed a Christian, when they start to wear out, when a Christian starts wearing out, they start making funny noises. But, preacher, we ain't never done it that way before. Well, good. That's what I like. I like not doing it the way we used to do it and keep everything fresh. But, preacher, preacher, you know we got lunch today. You're preaching too long. You know what butts? Goats. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, we better get off that point. Martha's got this complaint. And ladies and gentlemen, she's doing a great service. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my point. There's nothing wrong with what Martha is doing. She's just got stuff a little backward. I read something as an illustration that goes along with this, and it was about a guy when church started. Let's say we started 10. When church started at 10, he left, went out of his car, and went to people's houses and started inviting them to church while church was going on. Now, inviting people to church is a good thing, ain't it? But he found it a little odd when everybody's looking at him funny, going, you're standing on my front doorstep inviting me to church and you ain't even there. It's good to invite people to church, but you might want to do that on a Friday or a Saturday and come to church yourself on Sunday. Martha was doing a work. She was doing something that was good, but she should have been at the Bible study first, worshiping so she could work better. That's the difference. And moms, here's my message for all of us, really, but moms, are you a Mary? Are you a Martha? Both of these ladies are sisters. Have you ever noticed this? Both these ladies are sisters. They both grew up with the same parents. They probably grew up in the same house. They had the same opportunities. And most people, when they don't turn out right, they blame mom and dad. Well, these two grew up in the same house. One's a worshiper, one's a worker. You can't always blame it on mom and daddy. It might be some of the decisions you're making. I read a story about a fellow by the name of John and Charles Wesley. John and Charles Wesley had a mama. They called her Mama Wesley. And she had 19 ladies, 19 kids. It's back in the 1800s. 19 kids. Now, several of those died. I think she wound up with 10 that actually lived. Her goal, she had to, you know, ladies, you understand, back in those days, man, she was in that 10 kids. How you going to feed 10 kids? Change 10 diapers every 30 minutes? Cook, clean, breakfast, you got lunch, you got nap time. 10 kids putting down for a nap time? But Susan Wesley made time for those kids. Every night she'd put them to bed, starting at 7 o'clock, 10 kids, 7. She'd put another one, 7:30, 8. I mean, here she'd go, and she'd get them all in the bed, from the youngest to the oldest, and she'd get them in the bed. And when she got them in the bed, she spent about 30 minutes with each kid. when it would have been a whole lot better to go to bed. But 30 minutes she spent with those kids reading the Bible and praying. I'm thinking, Susan, why didn't you just get them all in the living room and preach to them at once? But she didn't want anybody left out. She individually, prayer time, read that Bible. Did you realize two of her kids is John and Charles Wesley? Shook this continent for God. Multiple peoples got saved because of a mama like Susan Wesley. There's another lady they called Mama Newton. Mama Newton was one of those mamas that everybody wanted her to be their mama. She was one of those gray-haired ladies, you know, that had that halo of silver. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Her hands were all calloused and her cheeks were stained with tears. And Mama Newton, she would be crying. And every day and every night, she'd be praying over that wash tub. And she would wash those clothes in that wash tub. In a room of poverty, she's praying for her son, John. Her son, John, was a runaway from home, a rebellious teenager, and he became a sailor. Very ungodly. He was famous because he was ungodly. A wicked man. Disowned by his own father. So wicked. Mama Newton prayed over that wash tub. And she'd pray for that wash tub. Over that wash tub, she'd pray for John. John, Lord, please save my son John. God one day answered her prayer. Mama Newton's prayer. John Newton, the drunken sailor, became John Newton, the preacher. And at age 54, he wrote a song you might be familiar with. I don't know if you've ever heard it before or not. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. That's why he wrote, saved an old wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I used to be blind, but now I can see. John Newton, because of a praying mama over an old wash tub in a room of poverty, because she desired to be at the feet of Jesus. And she had her worship right, and then she had her work right in the proper order. John Newton, the preacher man, led a fellow by the name of the Lord to the Lord by the name of Thomas Cowper. Thomas Cowper got saved because of John Newton, then because of his mama. And he wrote a song you might be familiar with. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. Isn't that good? All because of a godly mama. I say this in closing. Jesus wanted Martha's cooking. But he wanted her company first. He wanted her cooking. But he wanted her company first. She needed to serve, but she first needed to sit. I'll say this and I'm done. There's a whole lot in here you can compare. But Jesus set the rich young ruler, the sinner, the man that didn't know Christ. He said this to the rich young ruler. One thing thou lackest. You lacking something. He says that to a sinner. But to a saint, he says, one thing is needful. And as Christian people, as godly mamas, godly daddies, godly homes, we must first learn to worship before we can honor Him with our work. Are you a Mary? Are you a Martha? Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, this morning. God, I pray that something has been said or done that could help. Could help people and make us more mindful of You. Lord, I pray, if there's somebody under the sound of my voice that don't know You, I pray, Lord, that they'd be saved today. Lord, give us some Marys. Lord, we need Marthas. We need workers in the church. We sure do. But give us Marys first that know how to worship, so they can learn to be better Marthas. I pray in Jesus' name. Would you stand on your feet? Altars are open. You come pray. You need to come pray. You need to come pray about anything? Anybody? Just a few minutes. Been good to be in the house of the Lord.